Okay, let's do this. Jog 3 miles before breakfast. Make it to work by 9. Run out for a salad at lunch. Oh, time to own that meeting at 3. Yes, 10,000 steps. What's next?
Fearless is not hitting snooze. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. With more healthy benefits and tools, no one does more to help you live fearless. Sign up at fepblue.org/action by December 14th.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the greatest! I'm the greatest!
Hardest working man in sports. You can tell I'm really blowing him some love right now.
I'm the greatest!
Hardest working man in sports.
No comment. No
comment. I'm the greatest!
As the big dog says, Sonny, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I am most definitely impressed. The hardest working man in sports. I don't know if he drove or if he flew over here.
I've been here since Wednesday morning, 7:45, and I've been nonstop since.
And if you want the hardest working man in sports radio,
why can pick up any second?
Like that.
Because the hardest working man in sports is here.
That's why he is the hardest working man in sports. This is great. Yes, it is. I want to welcome the hardest working man, of course.
Yeah, we're getting dirty now.
So he's the hardest working man.
Yeah, we love all the good looking men here. Really handsome. We love them.
So we don't know if she's a swimmer then, right?
Really handsome. We love y'all.
Hot damn, I love it.
$5, make you holler. And I'm not going to pay more than $5.
I tell you right now, I haven't been asleep, so I'm feeling really, really good right now.
Or Sonny Clark, who is the hardest working man in sports.
Good morning, my friends. How are you today? Does it bug you in any way that
I never practiced? I just got it down right away. It's just the hardest working man in sports.
I'm the greatest!
The couch potato, and that's the couch potato at blogtalkradio.com.
Ow! Oh!
Oh!
Shut up! I'm back!
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. I am back!
I'm back! I'm back! I'm back!
There we go. Here we are, the Couch Potato Sports Show here on Tuesday afternoon. I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, coming to you live on a Tuesday afternoon on the Couch Potato Sports Show, sponsored by Bid66.com. I hope everybody's feeling as good as I am. Folks, just so that you know, lots of things going on in sports. Tony Mott's going to be joining us here fairly quickly at 15 minutes after the hour. And also, interview I had to do early. We are going to have him live, but our time change is a little crazy. And Arnie Spanier is actually on right now over in Dallas. So we did a recorded interview. Arnie, great guy, joining us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. I did an interview with him. We'll play that a little bit later on. But Tony Moss from SportsNetwork.com, also another one of our fine sponsors here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So make sure you give a listen. We're going to hit Tony Moss at about 15 after he's supposed to call in, and then we'll do Arnie Spanier probably towards the end of the hour before we head on out for the day. I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports, coming to you live, feeling really good. Lots of things going on in sports, and the good things about that is because, you know, it gives us something to do, something to look at. And me being a football fan, I hate, sometimes I hate the off season, but then I love it. Of course, you have things with the draft, lots of things with the draft. How about Lindell White over to Seattle? Big news there. Jason Campbell, how about him heading on over to the Raiders? We'll be talking to Tony Moss about that at 15 after the hour, some things like that. Also some Eagle defense and some other things that we'll try to cover with Tony Moss, the editor of SportsNetwork.com. Some news, though, that's coming out right now in the NFL. The Chicago Bears have acquired safety Chris Harris from the Carolina Panthers for linebacker Jameer Williams. They did this on Tuesday. Harris was picked up by the Bears in the sixth round of the 2005 draft, spent his first two seasons with the club, but was traded to Carolina in 2007 and drafted in draft pick in 2008, which the Bears used to pick cornerback Zachary Bowman. So good stuff there. The Bears trying to get their defense set. That's what the Chicago Bears are all about. You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the Bears. The things that you talk about of the Bears are two things, twofold. Okay, when you talk about the Chicago Bears, you talk about their defense. Lovie Smith and them, they get their defense up and ready to play at all times. All times. And then you talk about what is this team going to do with their quarterback position. And, of course, they made the trade last year to bring in the Big Mouth himself at quarterback over there from Denver, and we all know him. So they're working on trying to get that defense all set. And not making the playoffs last year was inexcusable. Lovie Smith almost lost his job up there in Chicago. So he's going to have to make a record. I mean, you got to think about, you know, Brett Favre's probably definitely going to be back. We're not doing a lot of talking about what's going on with Brett. It's been kind of quiet. But from what I'm hearing and from what's been said at the NBA or the NFL meetings, that he is definitely going to be back. Nothing really to worry about there. So you've got the Vikings that you got to deal with. Green Bay Packers, also good football team. Good football team. So you're going to have to deal with Green Bay Packers. Then, of course, Chicago up there, you know, in that division. It's one of those divisions that you can take a look and go, because Detroit may even battle for that title. Who knows? Don't expect it too much as far as Detroit is concerned. But it's definitely going to be on there. You got to look out for that division. There's two divisions that you, Lord knows who's going to end up there. And that would be the NFC West, which we've talked about before. We'll cover that with Tony Moss. And so you got that, and you have the NFC Central. Tough, tough divisions to figure out what's going on. Also, folks, confirmation. I love confirmation. August 1st, we will be airing our show. And, of course, you know, yearly, we're got it set up with Leslie Visser that she is going to join us, it's August 3rd. She's going to join us doing a yearly bit with us, you know, at the beginning of the season, seeing what training camp is looking like for the Miami Dolphins. So that's set in stone. August 3rd on the Couch Potato Sports Show, we'll have Leslie Visser here. It's going to be great. I love having her. She was a great guest for us last season, so keep up with that. The Couch Potato Sports Show, of course, we got sponsors. Our sponsors, bit66.com.
Welcome to bid66.com, home of some of the most fast-paced online bid auctions on the net today. We auction away brand-name, brand-new products at only a fraction of the retail price. How is this possible, you may ask? Well, it's easy. There is a small fee charged for each bid that is placed, and in return, we supply our bidders with some of the finest products available on the market today. With each bid, the auction timer is reset, and the price of the item increases by a penny. Now, if no other bidder places a bid, by the time the bid counter stops, you win the item. What sets us apart from the other penny auction sites? Well, that's easy. Customer support. We're here for you 24 hours a day. Customer service is our middle name. Try us out and see. You will never be without us, just right behind that screen waiting to help you. Try bid66.com and you just might be our next winner. Happy bidding. Come on and get your kicks at bid66.
Need fantasy football advice? Come on over to fantasyfootballstarters.com, where the experts will help you with your lineups and anything you would need for fantasy football. They have the draft analyzer, the trade analyzer, and your lineup analyzer, along with podcast forums and blogs to help you be the main man to beat in your fantasy league. That's www.fantasyfootballstarters.com.
And we are back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Feeling really good here today, ladies and gentlemen. Feeling really, really good. Got a call. Is he running a little late? Thank you, lovely Lois. Tony Mouse running a little bit late. She called in. And we're waiting for him to actually get here online here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Tony Moss and Arnie Spanier. Arnie Spanier, of course, being the man. Arnie Spanier is just a great guest in general. If you have the opportunity to take a listen to him, he's at 105.3 The Fan over in Dallas. You can catch that. Catch him actually over there. On the internet. Catch it 105.3thefan.com, and you can definitely see what's going on there and get him in. So, Arnie Spanier, just a great, great guest. He is on air actually as we speak. So, that's one of those things that, you know, what happened was, is I actually lived in Dallas when Arnie finally came back to Arizona, and it was really great news for Arnie Spanier fans. And then what happens? I pick up and I leave here. And when I leave here, what happens? Or when I leave Dallas, what happens? I head on over to Arizona, and he picks on up and goes over to Dallas. Some funny stuff. So big things there. Couch Potato Sports Show, we're covering lots of things in the sporting world today. What's going on newsworthy now? Game 7 today in the NHL, folks. And there is nothing like Game 7 days. Coyotes and the Red Wings, when we started this whole thing out, we are talking about the fact that reality, Phoenix does not want any part of the Red Wings, especially with the Red Wings coming back and being in their position that they're in right now, which is playing for the championship. Now, granted, they are not in Detroit, which is normally the story here, okay? They're normally there. And they're not there now. They're doing this in Phoenix, Game 7. And this is one of those stories that when you look at it, you've got to question who's going to show up, and when they show up, are they going to be able to play to full potential? Right now, the Yotes are not playing with any kind of intensity at all. And that could be their downfall. Their good goaltending, gone. It's not there. And when you're talking getting the guys up, you gotta be, and you are the goalie for the Coyotes, you're playing at home, you better step in with some intensity. you best not have a game where you only got less than 25 shots on goal. On a game seven, it's inexcusable. Inexcusable to see that kind of thing going on. And for that matters, this game is actually going to be kicking off here at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock. As soon as we go off air, actually, we'll be on. We can give you a little update what's going on. But that game tonight is going to be huge. Some scoring from last night in the NHL. Montreal finally, you know, has called it off. 4-1 over Washington. They have forced a game seven, which this series has gotten out of control as far as Washington is concerned. They had this whole series in hand, and they have let it go. Boston wins their series last night, 4-3 over the Buffalo Sabres. And folks, I want to tell you, this game was probably one of the most physical games I had ever seen. The Sabres were not going to let this go, without question. They were going to fight the battle, and they fought the battle. And they played very, very well. Not enough to get over the hump, but something to really look forward to, though, when it comes to next season. Tony Moss at the bottom of the hour. Okay, very good. Tony Moss at the bottom of the hour. I had a little thing to do. He's going to call back in. Very good. Tony Moss is going to be calling back in to us at the bottom of the hour, doing another interview, according to what he said there. Guy's a busy man. So, Tony Moss at the bottom of the hour. But back to what we're talking about. I mean, the Buffalo Sabres are going to be one of these teams that could be really, really a big story come next season, come playoff time. Now, we talked about it on our show, on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and I told you there were some teams to watch. The Buffalo Sabres were one of those teams to watch this season. Also, I told you here on the Couch Potato Sports Show that seeing what happened to the Detroit Red Wings, would they get out of the first round this season? Is their age catching up to them? And that's one of those questions that you always have to ask, too, when you are talking about the Red Wings. And I don't know. I don't know if it is the right thing to think about when it comes to, I mean, they have been playing well. And not only that, they have been putting up the points. So, come next season, you're going to have to look out for Buffalo. They're getting some great goaltending. And that goaltending will be, you know, what that whole, you know, what they have to look forward to. Sabres huge, Sabres huge. Like what's going on. Chicago wins their series with a win last night over Nashville, 5-3 in Nashville. So Chicago is getting geared up. Detroit and Phoenix, of course, a game seven tonight. And there, like I said, there is nothing like a game seven. And then there's game seven, Montreal, Washington on Wednesday. So, looking at the NHL, how do you think it's working out? I mean, the Washington Capitals with 121 points having a heck of a time getting out of the first round. You wouldn't think it. You would not think that. So, what do you think on the NHL? 347-215-7497. Great series right now. Great series is going on right now. So, a little bit earlier, and we didn't get to talk about this. The Sharks go ahead and complete their first round with a win 5-2. They win their series 4-2. San Jose did. So Chicago goes ahead and takes care of the Predators. Game 7 Wednesday night for the Capitals. Philadelphia beats the New Jersey Devils and win their series four games to one. Game 7 tonight for the Yotes and the Red Wings. Vancouver wins their series 4-2 over the Kings. Kings really let this one go. Kings had lots of opportunities to win some games here. And they let that one go through. Boston wins their series. We talked about them with 4-3 win over the Sabres last night. Very, very physical game. And like I said, they checked their grandmother in the corner. It was just a really, really good game for them. Pittsburgh wins their series also. 4-2. And I don't know if that was any great big surprise to anybody right there, whether or not that the Pittsburgh Penguins would get there. Last year's champions, questions about, things. Question on whether or not that they will even make the playoffs. Beginning of the season, some key injuries for this team. Not the injuries that you want to see, especially if you're a repeating champion. And frankly, what I think happened here, I think the Olympics hurt this hockey year. I am not a fan of hockey usually after the Olympics have been played. Because what ends up happening is after the Olympics have played, people don't have anything to look forward to. This way, and NBC messed this whole thing up. They should have, without question, have been in primetime live. And they missed that opportunity huge. And I think that missed opportunity is going to cost them again next season. I mean, if you take a look at the ratings, hockey has actually gone down since the beginning of the season, or since the Olympics, and that can't help a struggling situation anyway. That whole situation over there with that team, you cannot expect people to get a hold of a sport that's not very popular anyway unless you put it into where people can see it and see it live. There is something about seeing these games live. And when you know more about what's going on because of the internet than seeing it live, I mean, they really, really missed on this. It was an opportunity for the NHL to put their stuff out there, and they dropped the ball. And I don't know if that's going to be any good. Tony Moss coming in at the bottom of the hour here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Our show is also sponsored by Tony Moss's website. That would be sportsnetwork.com.
Tired of getting your sports news from ESPN, Fox, or CBS? Try a new one. www.sportsnetwork.com. When you're sick of mainstream media and you want to get to the real story, go to sportsnetwork.com. For baseball, basketball, hockey, football, golf, tennis, soccer, auto racing, and fantasy, and more sports. check them out at www.sportsnetwork.com.
Excuse me? Have I heard about the new Bet66.com? Yes, I have. The wildest, most fast-paced way to win top-of-the-line brand-name products for a mere fraction of retail price. How do they do it? Sound too good to be true? Well, I've been to Bet66.com, and let me assure you, it is very true. I get my kicks at Bet66. Do you? That's Bet66.com.
Join Andrea on Blog Talk Radio with Fantasy Baseball with Andrea. Catch it on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get her views on fantasy baseball and many more topics. Join the First Lady of Blog Talk Radio Sports. That's Fantasy Baseball with Andrea here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. Tony Moss coming up here in a couple minutes. Sportsnetwork.com. Hey, you get the opportunity. She hasn't been on her show. I haven't been able to ask her why. But catch her on Thursday before our show. I, matter of fact, changed my show just so I could be on after her. I love listening to her show. She's got a great insight on a lot of things, especially fantasy. Matter of fact, she's winning that league that we all joined. She's right now in the lead right now in that, and I can't seem to catch up to her. Just ticks me off. I had a bad first week. I didn't know you couldn't change your lineup every day. You can only do it and have it set for one time, you know, once a week. So you have to have your lineup set for the whole week. I wasn't even there. Wasn't even close. Which could kick your butt. Okay, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to cover what happened in the NBA. Waiting for Tony Moss. He will be in here, no question. He's just doing an interview on another station and then coming on over to ours, which is always something great. But let's find out what's going on in the NBA. Lots of, you know, only three games last night. I think you'll be surprised. We'll talk about them after the Daily Zap.
Time for your Daily Zap on NBA.com. A look back at Monday night's three-game playoff schedule. Orlando and Charlotte Bobcats with their backs against the wall. It's desperation time, down three games to none. The Magic looking for their first sweep in franchise history in a four-game series. At the end of one, Raven Felton beating the buzzer. It was tight early on, but the Magic would start to get some cushion in the second half. Vince Carter with 21 points in the ballgame. Dwight Howard frustrated again in foul trouble. Sat a good bit of this game, but other guys would step up. Jameer Nelson being one of those. He had 18 as the Magic sweep the season series 99-90, the first team this year to punch their ticket to the second round. The Hawks and Bucks ACL let a chance slip away their last time out to go up 3-1. Bucks looking for a similar outing to even the series. Carlos Delfino, 22 points on the night. Joe Johnson did his thing for the Hawks. He had 29, but Brandon Jennings chipped in 23 for the Bucks. Milwaukee, they say fear the deer. Maybe they should. 111-104, the final. It's all even at 2 games apiece. Game 5 Wednesday in Atlanta. In the nightcap, Phoenix Suns and Portland Trail Blazers. At first, this series was pretty one-sided. It seemed like Phoenix would take it easily, but Portland has stormed back. 2 apiece headed into this one. And they went back and forth early on. Portland assumed a 14-point lead at the start, but the Suns woke up, and they woke up big time, took off in the second half, and this one a blowout as Phoenix takes a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 Thursday in Portland.
And there you go. Orlando takes their first series. Like he said, the first team to go ahead and say we're in the second round. Orlando 99-90 last night over Orlando, so they're in there. I'm going to tell you, Bob Rathman, who is going to join us, is not going to be able to join us today. He's still on the plane, actually, when he called me and was due to land here just in about an hour. So he is still on the plane, had a little delay. He's going to join us on Saturday's show, Bob Rathman is. So you'll be able to listen to that. This is going to be really, really good. Games going on live right now in the NBA. Cavaliers 27, the Bulls 22. Game 5. Minute and 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. With Cleveland leading that series 3-1, they can turn out the lights on the Bulls tonight. Could be a good question whether or not you're going to see that happen. The Bulls have been fighting and fighting really hard to stay in this series. That game's on right now on TNT, so get on over there and listen to our show. You can watch that game. Also, game in progress, game 5, Boston 53, Miami 40. I think you can pretty much – this one here was a question of whether or not how long this would take. I thought it was going to happen last night. Boston playing good ball, right now winning 53-40. In the third quarter with 10 minutes and 46 seconds left to go in that quarter. And a game that happened last night. Saturday, if you had the chance to watch Milwaukee just blow Atlanta out of the water. And me and the big dog from Sports Talk with the Guys, we're talking about this in Las Vegas. It seems like Atlanta loses games at bad times. And usually those bad times happen to be on the road. They have suffered huge on the road, and they have not been able to put it together on the road. And we're talking about a team who was the stud team at home. 34-7 at home, Atlanta, with a dismal 19-22 for the road. You'd rather see it kind of flip-flopped. They won 50 games, but you're losing most of those on the road. Only lose 7 games at home. 53-29 for the year. And of those games, 22 of those were on the road. Bad road team not showing up. We'll be talking to Bob Rathman about that on Thursday's show. Not Saturday's show, but Thursday's show. And I will tell you what I've seen in this series, especially this. Delpino, hot and cold. But when he got hot last night. 6-for-8 from three-point land and good timing. John Salmon's showing up, averaging 20 points a game. He's been the consistent for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, if you're going to knock somebody down, that's the guy you try to knock down. Jerry Stackhouse, I think, is definitely the quiet workhorse for this team. And I think it's going to be something that you'll have to take a look at if you are Atlanta. Now, Atlanta's been playing. Joe Johnson has just been on the ball, folks, on the ball. And he's been playing hard, too, which is one of those things that, you know, Joe Johnson, when they got him from Phoenix, I don't think Atlanta expected him to be what he's doing right now. Playing great ball and bringing it down, averaging 20 points a game, or actually more than that, he's been averaging 25 points a game. Game 1, 22 points. Game 2, 27 points. Game 3, 25 points. Last night, 29 points. That blowout on Saturday was, listen to what happened in that game. Williams only scored 8 points in that game. Smith scored 7, Bibby 6, Crawford 11, and the center, Hartford, 10 points. No help on that team. On the road, Joe Johnson the only one there. It's kind of interesting. So that hurts if you are that team. So good question. We're going to switch gears here after the break. We're going to take a break, get with our Bid 66 sponsors. Then we'll have Tony Moss on the other side. Take a listen.
Bid66.com, the Internet's premier, fast-paced bid auction site where registration is free and the rewards are nothing short of amazing. It's fun, easy, and you can win brand-name items for a fraction of retail cost. Bid66.com. See you there. Get your kicks on Bid66. Bid66.com, the Internet's brand new fast-paced penny auction site where players race against the clock to win fabulous brand new top-of-the-line products. See you at Bid66.com. I get my kicks at Bid66.
Tired of getting your sports news from ESPN, Fox, or CBS? Try a new one. www.sportsnetwork.com. When you're sick of mainstream media and you want to get to the real story, go to sportsnetwork.com for baseball, basketball, hockey, football, golf, tennis, soccer, auto racing, and fantasy, and more sports. Check them out at www.sportsnetwork.com.
It's guest time again here in the Couch Potato Sports Show. Today's guest, Tony Moss, NFL editor for SportsNetwork.com. Come on in, Tony, and have a seat.
All right, everybody, we have online Tony Moss, a regular here on the Couch Potato Sports Show from the SportsNetwork.com, my favorite place to go. Welcome into the show, Tony. Thanks for getting with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. Hey, let's talk about a little bit what happened over the weekend. A lot of things that happened and things that jump out, but I want to get a little subtle. You're there in Philadelphia, and I saw something very interesting in their draft, is they went defense, their first five picks of their draft. Tell me what the thinking is on the defense for the Philadelphia Eagles to go five defensive guys when they have obvious needs on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, I think the point in the offseason was to get younger and faster on defense, and I think that this was an overall effort to get that done. And, you know, it was interesting to me, given the fact that they play a 4-3 defense, they brought in some pass rushers, guys like Brandon Graham, who they took with their first-round pick, who seemed to be more in a 3-4 sort of pass-rushing mold. So it seemed like a bit of a square peg into a round hole situation from my vantage point, but you know, I think overall the effort was to get younger defensively. Yes, they do have some holes on offense, including on the offensive line, but didn't feel like they had good value picks at those numbers.
Were they afraid of the cost of that offensive line? They are so valuable coming out of a lot of guys coming out of Oklahoma there that were ranked up there very high.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that they were in the market for a first-round pick, you know, one of those highly paid guys in the first round. I expected them to take some interior linemen later on, though. I would have thought, in the third or fourth round maybe. But, you know, they went 13 picks without drafting an offensive lineman. That's somewhat unusual for anyone, even if they don't have offensive line needs. So apparently that wasn't part of the Eagles' working plan.
That maybe they work on that in free agency next season and things like that, see what they could get. Making the switch on over to Oakland. Oakland makes a trade for a quarterback that is obviously better than Jamarcus Russell. The difference, how much better, I guess, can be debated. How do you think Oakland did? Because I got an opinion about Oakland this season. I got a gut feeling about some of the moves that they did on their coaching staff, except for Cable, obviously. Some of the personnel that they picked up, and I think they had a halfway decent draft. Where are you looking at the Oakland Raiders this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think they had a successful few days, honestly. You know, to go out and get Jason Campbell, who, you know, he's certainly not Ken Stabler or Daryl LaMonica, but he is a guy that has won some games in the NFL, has a lot of ability, and is a drastic upgrade from Jamarcus Russell or even from Bruce Gradkowski or Charlie Fry or Kyle Bowler, who is in Oakland now. I think that the Raiders sent the message to their team that they expect to win with a capable quarterback, kind of taking the reins. And, you know, they go out in the first round to get Rolando McClain, the middle linebacker from Alabama, and they ship out Kirk Morrison, who had been their middle linebacker. And, you know, I think that's a signal to the defense that things are going to change a little bit. And let's remember, I mean, the Raiders were not an uncompetitive, terrible team last year.
They won some big games last season.
They did. And so, I think that they've gotten closer here to kind of pulling out of this 5 or 6 year rut that we've seen this organization in.
And if you go to the team that's probably going to challenge them, two teams, going over to Denver. Denver taking a stab, I felt, going after Tim Tebow in the first round. I couldn't figure it out, especially with the talent at quarterback later on down the road. I think the fact that this guy had not taken a real snap for so many years, I think this is going to be a mental block this young man's got to get over.
Well, I think it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be a transition for Tim Tebow to play quarterback at the NFL level. You know, I think it's a transition for any college quarterback. Very few guys come in kind of game ready at that position just because of all the new demands in the NFL. But I thought the Broncos made some real head-scratching moves here. You know, taking Demaryius Thomas, the wide receiver from Georgia Tech, when Dez Bryant was still on the board, I thought was curious. This is a team that drafted in such a way that signals that you know, they can take a chance on a few guys. But, you know, this was a team that was 2-8 in their last 10 games last year, and I don't think they could afford to kind of take so many luxury picks.
I agree with you, and I think they gave up a lot. They needed to go defense, and most of those games were lost because of defensive woes. But then again, the offense wasn't moving the ball very well. After they go 6-0, they just kind of died out. What do you think Tim Tebow is going to do? Is he going to step in directly, or is he going to play behind Kyle Orton for a while?
I don't see any way that he gets on the field, in week one, unless it's as a gimmick-type player. I think it's going to be very difficult. And let's remember, Brady Quinn is still there, too, and they traded for him. And you know, I think that they have some plans for Brady Quinn as part of their team. So I don't know what the grand plan is for Tim Tebow. But, you know, I think he's a couple years away, at least, from being an NFL quarterback, an every down quarterback.
Now, if you take a look at what happened on draft day, and you look at who did move, I mean, obviously, and I read your article, you really can't tell by taking a look at it now, but in your opinion, who do you think really did a lot of good in their draft compared to their offseason? Because I look at the Miami Dolphins, I see what they did in free agency, then I see what they did in the draft. I think they had a killer offseason, and they are ready to compete over there in the AFC East. What do you gather?
You know, the Dolphins expect to win, and they're in a division where you have to be aggressive or you'll die. I mean, you know, the Jets and the Patriots aren't going away anytime soon, and they felt like they need to be aggressive. So, yeah, they go out and they get Brandon Marshall. And I think that was a big move for them. And then
Carlos Dansby, arguably the reason why the Arizona Cardinals have been successful on defense, was a big pickup for them too.
No question. And then, you know, my one question about the Dolphins is their approach during the draft. I mean, they got a couple of pass rushers here, Koamisi from Utah and A.J. Edge from Iowa in the first four rounds. I think that those players might have been somewhat of reaches, and you know, there were better players, according to scouts, that were on the board. Now, the Dolphins tend to have a little bit of a different draft board than other teams, but I'm not sure that those guys are going to be game ready. So their development's going to be crucial for the Dolphins, but, yeah, they do expect to win.
Now, Seattle goes in and makes, you know, trying to bring back, to, you know, success over in a mediocre NFC West, but I think I have a feeling AFC West is going to be very competitive this season. They go out and get Lindell White in a trade, bring him back to, you know, reunite him with the coach there. That move was pretty big, seeing how really the running game for the Seattle Seahawks hasn't been there, except for the fact they got a pretty good young guy there. What do you think his role is going to be there? Is he going to be a goal line guy, third down guy? Where you see him?
Well, you know, I think that Lindell White is a guy that's had some success in that 15 to 20 carry a game sort of range. I think he was, his spot was taken by Chris Johnson, and I don't think anybody thought that was unjust. I mean, Chris Johnson is one of the elite backs in the NFL, and Lindell White was a notch below. But, you know, I think that he can fill – an every down carry sort of role for them. And I think Leon Washington, who's, you know, his physical opposite, is going to be a good sort of complement, you know, if he's able to get healthy. So I think Seattle did a lot of great things on draft day. They got an A in my book for the way they drafted, and I think they're sending a message they expect to win right now.
And they can. I mean, with questions at the quarterback position, and I wanted to ask you about that with Arizona, and, you know, if you take away one play, San Francisco could have had a great season. I think Brett Favre took the wind right out of their sails last season with that last-minute play. You got three strong teams right there buying for that NFC West. Taking a look at where the Arizona Cardinals are not really working hard on a quarterback, where do you think you see Arizona lining up this season?
Well, it's all going to come down to that quarterback. You know, they're going to need Matt Leinart to develop. I think that is the plan for him to be the number one quarterback. And their backup plan right now is Derek Anderson. And given the way he played in Cleveland the last couple of years, that's not a very good backup plan. So, you know, without Anquan Boldin in the mix anymore, I think the Cardinals are going to be a little bit of a different team. You mentioned Dansby. Antrell Roll is gone as well. And they're going to have a different identity. I see this as a real transition year for the Cardinals. And we'll see how good a coach Ken Whisenhunt is with all these new faces.
Well, they're going to have to run the football. Matt Leinart has never been in an offense in college that didn't have a running game. And for the last 20 years, the Arizona Cardinals have finished dead last in rushing. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, 27th, 28th, 30th, you know, in rushing. Now, they grabbed up a guy and Beanie Wells, but from what I'm hearing, Beanie Wells is kind of burning some bridges over in Arizona. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not. I mean, Beanie Wells is a guy that played pretty well at times last season. You know, I think he made that natural adjustment from the college level to the NFL. They had Tim Hightower there, who was a pretty good complement, and I think that they're pretty happy with that two-back system there. I think one of the big problems in Arizona has been, you know, they don't really have a group up front that you can run behind. They haven't been a great run-blocking team. I think they're getting closer to that, and they're going to have to make a leap this year because you're right. They are going to have to run that football.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about Anquan Boldin. I was looking and watching the draft, and as I got to round three and four, I was sitting there thinking about what the Jets ended up doing for a fifth-round pick. They go ahead and they steal Santonio Holmes away, in my opinion, away from the Steelers. And I was looking at these guys that were being drafted in the fifth round, and I'm thinking they made out like a bandit with that pick. Where else did they do on their draft that made the Jets look really good?
Well, they only had four picks, the Jets, overall. So that was they weren't going to get well, you know, from a standpoint of filling a lot of holes. But, you know, Kyle Wilson, the guy they got in the first round, was somebody that kind of fell to them at number 29. He was rated as a mid-round prospect by many. He's a local guy from Piscataway, New Jersey, who, you know, I think is going to be a really good bookend to Darrell Revis there. They brought in Antonio Cromartie, but I think he'll play in more of a nickel role. And then, you know, in the second round, they get Vladimir Ducasse, a real prospect from UMass, who they got, and then they were able to cut Alan Faneca. So the future is now on that offensive line. The Jets, I think, are expected by many to be a Super Bowl contender this year.
Without question, they didn't. I mean, if Sanchez can actually build up on the experience that he has, I think that's going to be a real good possibility. One more question, I'll let you get back to what you were doing. Big Ben, is there an opportunity that this guy is going to be the quarterback for the Steelers, or could we actually see this guy up and take off for someplace else?
Well, I think that the window has shut about 99% for him to be moved. And I think if he was going to be moved, it was going to be before draft day so the Steelers could get something in return. You know, they don't have a real plan at quarterback without him right now. So it looks like he's going to stay. He's due to make a statement today, Monday, and you know, we'll see. And that's a statement that will probably be written by agents. And he still has a long way to go in terms of restoring his image.
I think so. This is Tony Moss from Sports Network. Thank you for your couple of minutes. We'll grab you a couple times up until it's time for real football to start, if you don't mind, my friend.
You got it, Sonny. Thank you.
Tony, have yourself a great day. That's Tony Moss from SportsNetwork.com. He's a great guy to have here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with some great insight. You take care now, Tony.
See you, Sonny.
All right, bye-bye. And there he goes. That's Tony Moss, sports editor for SportsNetwork.com. Make sure you get on over there
This guy knows his stuff. So does the Sports Network. They cover everything. Take a listen to this. Tired of getting your sports news from mainstream media? Run on over to www.sportsnetwork.com and get news from the experts. Steve Schwartz on fantasy, Chris Rellick on Major League Baseball, and Tony Moss in the NFL, and more. That's at www.sportsnetwork.com. Come join Chatterblog here on Blog Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Chatterblog is an hour show that discusses sports as well as other things going on in the world. We give you an opinion on sports from a younger generation's point of view, seeing how we are the younger generation. That's Chatterblog on Sunday morning, 11 a.m. here on Blog Talk Radio.
the greatest! One, two, three. I'm the greatest!
Hardest working man in sports. You can tell I'm really blowing up some love right now.
I'm the greatest!
Hardest working man in sports.
No comment. No.
I'm the greatest!
The big dog says, Sonny, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I am most definitely impressed.
The hardest working man in sports. I don't know if he drove or if he flew over here.
Wednesday morning, 7:45, and I've been nonstop since.
And if you want the hardest working man in sports radio,
right? Why you can pick up any second?
Why that?
Because the hardest working man in sports is here.
That's why he is the hardest working man in sports. This is great. Yes, it is. Want to welcome all the hardest working man in sports.
Yeah, we're getting dirty now.
So did you end up? He's the hardest working man.
Yeah, we love all the good looking men here. We really can't stop. We love them.
So we don't know if she's a screamer then, right?
Really, we love y'all.
Hot damn, I love it.
$5, make you holler. And I'm not going to pay more than $5.
I'll tell you right now, I haven't been asleep, so I'm feeling really, really good right now.
Or Sonny Clark, who is the hardest working man in sports.
Good morning, my friends. How are you today? Does it bug you in any way that
I never practiced? I just got it down right away. It's just the hardest working man in sports.
I'm the greatest!
The couch potato, and that's the -couch-potato at blogtalkradio.com.
And we're back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Folks, we got that interview with Arnie Spanier that we went ahead and recorded. He was going to be live, but the funny thing about that is Arnie Spanier is actually on the show. So what we're going to do, we're going to bounce out of here for a little bit, and then we're going to come back here. We are going to have a special report file. Listen to this, then we'll have Arnie Spanier here online. Hold on to your line here real quick. Hold on. And, okay, hold on line. We'll see. There he is. Okay, here's this interview with Arnie Spanier. Everybody, just hold on for a while. I'll be right back after this interview. About 15 minutes. Take a listen.
Today's guest, Arnie Spanier, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Texas. Come on in, Arnie, and have a seat.
Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. Arnie Spanier, the one and the only. How you doing, my friend?
Sonny, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Hey, I'm glad that you had a couple minutes with me because I wanted to talk about it. You are now over in Dallas. Last time we spoke, you had made your way back to Phoenix. What made you take the 14-hour drive through El Paso to Dallas? How was that?
It's really not a pretty drive, but as you know, I used to do network radio, and, we moved out from the network, and I was just doing some mornings in Phoenix to bide my time and just see what's out there, and then, of course, CBS gave a call, and, you know, when CBS calls and offers you a gig on their 100,000-watt FM station, we're also the home of the Cowboys and the Texas Rangers, so I'm like, hey, that sounds pretty good to me. I'll hop in the car and I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yeah, I bet you your neck did hurt pretty hard there when you took that one. That's not a bad gig.
And it was not only sports. I get to talk whatever I want. So sports, non-sports, local stuff, just all kinds of, pop cooler stuff. Anything we want to talk about is good to go.
Well, since you're in the Dallas area, we know what we're talking about. The Dallas Mavericks having a tough time against San Antonio Spurs. What do you think happened? What do you think is going on? Because Dirk Nowitzki, he's getting his. It seems like he's not getting the support system over there that he needs in order for the Mavericks to win those games against a supposedly aging team. But if you really look at it, Dallas is a little bit older than they are.
You know, we were taking calls on this last night. I'm actually pretty stunned that this is going on. I thought this was going to be a Mavs victory in five, and I'm shocked that they were taking the last three in a row. And for people even to get on Dirk is kind of crazy. I mean, the first game he carried him when he was 12 or 14, I think he missed his first shot and made 13 or 14 afterwards. Without him, we might have even gotten swept. I know he only had 17 points last game on something like 4-10 shooting, but, I mean, if you take a look at what Tim Duncan did, he was 1-for-9, finished with 4 points. Manu Ginobili was 4-16 with 17 points, 5-25 combined by the two big guys there. You would have thought that San Antonio would have lost. Plus, the Spurs got out to the Mavs got out to a 15-point lead in the second quarter. So, you know, it is mind-boggling how they could let that slip away. I'm a little disappointed in Carlisle. I don't think he's calling the right shots. I think Popovich is out calling him. People are screaming for Roddy Bouvet to be into the game. We don't trust J.J. Barrera. He certainly has had his difficulties. The team has just not stepped up. They're getting out hustled. They're getting out played. It's actually making the Mavs look like the biggest laughing stock in the NBA right now, Sonny.
Yeah, and it seemed like after Popovich went ahead and called his team a bunch of dogs, they seemed to wake up, and it has. And not only that, when I've been watching these games, they seem, and the Spurs have always been a physical team, but they're out-muscling that team underneath, and the rebounds are definitely going in their way.
You know, somebody called up and said, well, what about the offensive rebounds? I said, we are rebounding them on the offensive end, 12-10. Matter of fact, we were up 36-33 in the rebounding last game. We've done a good job, but for something's just not hitting on all cylinders. The team is getting old. Jason Terry is not at a good series. The guy was miserable in game one. He was okay in the last game, but overall, he just has not been the same Jason Terry. He's starting to slow down a little bit. Sean Marion, I thought, had a good game last game, but they decided to pull him when he was doing a good job defensively. Deshaun Stevenson's just sitting on the bench now. He's not even going to get into the game. And, you know, Brendan Haywood's got to step up. I mean, we need to see a little bit more from him. Eric Dampier is a hazard on the court there. He's complaining about the referee, and he got fined $35,000. You know, do something in your life before you start complaining about what the referees are doing out there. So I think Dampier's been a problem. Mark Cuban, you see him on TV sitting there dumbfounded, doesn't know what to do, and I feel his frustration. It's just been a joke that we're down 3-1. I expect the best effort coming up tonight.
And if Cuban is dumbfounded, then it's no big surprise that the team is, because he's usually the first one in anybody's face if anything's going wrong or not going their way. I'm dumbfounded, too, because I thought that they would take this game in five, just like you. It looks like San Antonio's going to move right now. They got it going as far as what's going on the court right now. Let's make a quick switch over to Dallas, the Cowboys, talking about their draft pick. And what do you think of their draft pick this season? And do you think they had a good offseason so far?
Yeah, you know, so far I think they've done a phenomenal job. I mean, excluding, they have not really done anything in the unrestricted, restricted free agent market. You know, we were waiting to see the situation with Miles Austin and how that was going to go ahead and play out. And so far there's been no agreement signed there. But I thought the draft, they did phenomenal. I mean, the pickup of Dez Bryant to move up and didn't even have to move up a lot to get him was a total genius pick. I'm a big fan of Dez Bryant. I know people will say he's put up all his statistics in a matter of 4 games or 5 different teams, the bottom feeders of the Big 12. I'm not so sure I'm going to buy into all that. I think the guy is really something special, and it was certainly a glaring need for the Cowboys. Sean Lee, inside linebacker from Penn State, and, you know, that's obviously Penn State or linebacker university.
Right.
Jerry had him on the draft board is a top 15 or 16 pick, and there you have him in the second round. So Jerry said, I got to have him, and I got to tell you, I think that was a phenomenal pick also. But the sleeper you're really going to want to see is a Kwasi Owusu-Ansah.
Try and say that three times in a row, right?
Exactly. Actually, he is a corner that's going to be moved over to safety. He played at Indiana, Pennsylvania, which is a Division II school. But the guy's got speed. He can hit. I don't even think of him as a long shot to make the team. I think he's going to go ahead and make the team and be a starter at safety since the Cowboys have a glaring need there. So, phenomenal pick there. He would have been taken higher. He was a fourth-round pick. Trust me, he would have been a second or third-round pick or even higher than that had he gone to a school that everybody's heard of. Sam Young, I mean, getting an offensive tackle from Notre Dame. Jamal Wall adds to the list of corners that we needed from Texas Tech. And Sean Lissamore is a big defensive tackle from William & Mary. I had a chance to speak to him recently. I think this guy could make the team actually help us, especially on special teams. So I think they did a phenomenal job with the draft. I'd probably give him an A. I wouldn't go as an A+, but they got some guys that are not only going to make the roster, but probably make an immediate impact.
Exactly, and normally you take a look at those sixth and seventh round guys as questionable whether or not they'll make the team. I have a feeling they will because it looks like Jerry Jones is trying to re-oil that team and get them going and get them set. And taking Dez Bryant probably put a little pressure on Miles Austin to do what he needs to do in order to stay on the team.
Well, Miles is going to wait till he gets that long-term deal that him and Jerry want to work out. So Miles is the number one receiver here. Hopefully he's not going to go anywhere, and Jerry says he's not. So I don't see any problems, you know, stemming from that. It's just that he doesn't have any leverage right now because he's a restricted free agent. Jerry holds all the cards. Nobody's going to give up a first and a third for Miles Austin. So he's going to be right here, and he's going to go ahead and sign a big-time deal, and he's going to have a fantastic year this year.
You bet. I think he is. Let's switch back to a little Arizona because I know you keep track of it being an Arizona man anyway. The Arizona Cardinals picking up Derek Anderson as a quarterback. I've been dying to get your opinion about that and the fact that Donovan McNabb was out on the wire. They didn't grab him up. As possibility of Ben Roethlisberger maybe trying to pick him up. What's your opinion on the Arizona quarterback situation?
Does that say that they're not sold on Matt Leinart? Is that what that's all saying about that out there? Because, you know, I think he can have a pretty good career. He's not going to be Kurt Warner, but then again, Kurt Warner's a Hall of Famer. And, you know, what exactly, you know, you can't really compare him to somebody like that, but it's not really fair. I thought Arizona would have went ahead and taken a look at maybe a Clawson or a Colt McCoy. They decided against that, and they certainly had their chances, especially with Clawson being taken in the second round and Colt waiting until the third round. And I think they got a pretty good steal there. But I'm a fan of Leinart. I think he can do a pretty good job, and I think he's going to be the heir apparent. I think he's the guy that you got to watch out for, and he'll be the starting quarterback for years to come out there.
I hope that's what it is because local media here, well, you know about local media here, they're bashing on the fact that they didn't grab up Donovan McNabb when he was out there and the fact that maybe that first-round pick that they had along with Steve Breston to maybe entice even a Ben Roethlisberger over here. So you're right. Looks like they're dead set against anybody else coming in here. Looks like Matt Leinart's got his job to lose. And Derek Anderson will do the wipe-up afterwards.
I have no problem with that. I mean, that's the way it should be. I think he's waited long enough. He's the better quarterback. And I think having Anderson as a backup certainly is gives you a little bit of room for error. So I think once Matt Leinart has the mentality that he's the starter. And I got to speak to him, you know, just last year when I was at training camp out there. And I think the guy was ready to take over last year. So I think he's going to have a good year. I think people will be surprised.
Big defensive tackle, 6'2", 327 out of Tennessee, Dan Williams. I think that was probably a great pick for them at that position, seeing how they lost Carlos Dansby and a couple other key defensive guys. With that being said, how do you see that Cardinal defense working out over there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's obviously just getting better, and you're right, that was a good pick for them, and it kind of fell on their laps, and you know, Dan Williams, they talk about how he's a one-of-a-kind. He was like the only nose tackle graded out as a first-rounder. So, you know, the Cardinals got a deal. I think they picked, you know, went down there at number 26 or something like that. They were supposed to pick right before the Cowboys, and the Cowboys had to leapfrog him to take Dez Bryant. Crazy is, you know, he's a pretty big guy. He's like, what, 330, 335. So, but he doesn't play as a big, fat guy. You know, he's not like a Terrence Cody or anything like that, where you see all kinds of fat hanging off him. You know, and he's a pretty good athlete. You know, a pretty good athlete. So obviously, it was certainly a pretty good pick there. And again, like you said, it's only going to help Arizona's defense when it comes up for this coming year.
You bet. Now, a couple more things, and I'll let you go. Jason Campbell is now an Oakland Raider. Is that any better than what you know? I mean, I'm pretty sure you know a little bit about what's going on in Oakland. I mean, they've made some good moves in the offseason as far as coaching, some good personnel picks. Is this Jason Campbell going to be any good for them, or are they going to be in the same boat as they were with Jamarcus Russell?
No, I think they're going to be in the same boat as Jamarcus Russell. I don't think Campbell had wasn't very good at Washington. They gave him every chance to go ahead and be the guy to separate himself from everybody else. He wasn't able to do it. Their offense has been atrocious, even for the fact that they went ahead and got out running backs and wide receivers, and they spent money, and you know they spent money on defense. And when it came to push and shove, the big problem was at quarterback. So I don't think Jason Campbell was anything in Washington. I don't think he's going to be anything with the Raiders. If I was the Raiders, I would never have taken Jamarcus Russell. I know hindsight is 20/20, but you can
tell that guy didn't have it. Well, at least where he did, because there was no reason why they needed to take him as early as they did. He went for a big stretch, at that being Al Davis, grabbing that guy as early as he did.
I thought Al Davis did a pretty good job in the draft, but that trade I don't think is going to work out in their favor. I still think they're going to be a quarterback short, so we'll see what happens.
You betcha. And taking a look at the NFC West, where your Cowboys are with Shanahan signing up over in Washington, some moves that are being made over in New York, maybe not all that great. Where you see that division ending up over there?
You know, it's interesting because I asked, you know, who's the biggest competition to the Cowboys? Cowboys are obviously the favorite, and I think they're like the third or fourth favorite to go to the Super Bowl. But who's the second best team? Is it the Redskins and all the moves they made and picking up Larry Johnson or picking up Fast Willie Parker or picking up Donovan McNabb? And who knows if they still don't pick up a Terrell Owens? Is it going to be the Giants who, you know, you can never count them out? And Eli Manning coming back and they've made some moves. Or is it going to be Philadelphia and Kevin Cobb taking over? And they certainly had some youngsters last year, especially at the receiving core, that's going to be a year under their belt. I think it's going to be the best division in football. I can't tell you who's going to be the second best, but I can tell you that the Cowboys will win the division.
What do you see is the NFC West with the Cardinals. Are they going to be able, you taking a look at this, the personnel, some of the moves that have been made up in Seattle, of course, Lindell White being signed on the draft day to go over to Seattle, some key moves up there and key personnel. How's that NFC West looking?
I didn't know they still had an NFC West. I thought they got rid of that division when they realized what a crappy division that was, Donnie. So they should take away the automatic bid from that division to go to the playoffs, kind of like the NCAA tournament. You know how you get some of these small conferences in?
Yep.
They should take away that bid and say, hey, you know what, if you have a good enough record, maybe we'll take you as a wild card. But division winners don't automatically from that division go to the playoffs.
Exactly. So, all right, very good, my friend. That's Arnie Spanier. He's from 103.5, The Fan in Dallas. Thanks for your time this morning, my friend. I appreciate it.
Sunny. So people can listen to 105.3, The Fan.
105.3, that's right. I lived there for 4 years. I should have known that.
105.3, The Fan in Dallas, and take care, Sonny, anytime, buddy.
You betcha. You guys are on the Internet, too. That's how I catch your show,
too. Go to 105.3thefan.com, and you can check us out on the Internet.
All right, sounds good, my friend. You take care now.
All right, Sonny, thank you very much.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go, Arnie Spanier, 105.3, The Fan in Dallas, Texas. He made his way over to Dallas. I moved out of Dallas. So we started it out. We're going to go ahead and take a break now. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, and welcome to Bid66.com, home of some of the most fast-paced online bid auctions on the net today. We auction away brand name, brand new products at only a fraction of the retail price. How is this possible, you may ask? Well, it's easy. There is a small fee charged for each bid that is placed, and in return, we supply our bidders with some of the finest products available on the market today. With each bid, the auction timer is reset and the price of the item increases by a penny. Now, if no other bidder places a bid, by the time the bid counter stops, you win the item. What sets us apart from the other penny auction site? Well, that's easy. Customer support. We're here for you 24 hours a day. Customer service is our middle name. Try us out and see. You will never be without us, just right behind that screen waiting to help you. Try bid66.com and you just might be our next winner. Happy bidding. Come on and get your kicks at bid66.
Come listen to the Scorekeeper and the Big Dog on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. On Monday and Thursday, you can catch them at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on Saturday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, then giving the handoff to the Couch Potato Sports Show. So join us on Blog Talk Radio and Sports Talk with the Guys. Join me, Sonny Clark, the Couch Potato, here on Blog Talk Radio. Catch our shows on Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. and our special Wednesday show with the Arizona Sports Report at 8:30 p.m. And, of course, taking the handoff from Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us for the best four-hour block of sports on Saturday. That's here on Blog Talk Radio. Come join Andrea on Blog Talk Radio with Fantasy Baseball with Andrea. Catch it on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get her views on fantasy baseball and many more topics. Join the First Lady of Blog Talk Radio Sports. That's Fantasy Baseball with Andrea here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. Dead air, dead air. Bam, we had some dead air. But that's okay, everybody. Just got up off that interview with Arnie Spanier. Arnie's definitely on track. Hey, man, the Raiders, I told you on Saturday I expected the Raiders in second place. I'm backing up off of that big time. Oh, Jason Campbell. You got to be serious when you are trying to win. And all you got to do is look at this guy's background, okay, and see he's had every opportunity. Arnie was right. Every opportunity to make a difference and make plays and win football games. Differing in opinions, I mean, Tony Moss seems to think that it's okay. I disagree with that. I'm more on Arnie's side. The Oakland Raiders, I had my vote for second place in their division, and of course, they did that after I said they would win on Saturday morning. They did that pick. I changed my position big time. This team needs a quarterback. You can have all the key personnel that you can make, okay, and make them. But you still have got to win football games. It's not what you think. Now, is he better than Jamarcus Russell? Without a doubt. They may win maybe two or three more games. This team needed to move, and they messed up. Huge mess up, in my personal opinion. Games that are going on live right now we can talk about. Minnesota and Detroit 1-0 in the top of the seventh. Yankees 2-1 over Baltimore. Baltimore, disgusting baseball team. Just disgusting. Boston 1-1. Boston and Toronto knotted at 1 at the bottom of the seventh. San Diego Padres 2-1 over Florida in Florida in the top of the seventh. Oakland in the bottom of the six is losing to Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, 8-5. The Los Angeles Dodgers, Mets, bottom of the fifth, 3-3.
Cincinnati, Houston, 2-1 in Houston. They're in the top of the fourth. Washington, 2-1 over the Cubbies in the bottom of the fourth. The Chicago White Sox getting beat by Texas, 3-1 in the top of the fifth. In the bottom of the fourth, Pittsburgh 2, Milwaukee 1. Seattle and Kansas City are knotted at the top of the fourth. Atlanta and St. Louis, Atlanta 2, St. Louis 1 in the bottom of the fourth. Arizona's getting beat 3-0 in Colorado in the bottom of the second. That pitching squad needs a lot of help. And games going on a little bit later tonight. Cleveland in at Anaheim. Philadelphia is in San Francisco. And Los Angeles, they did an earlier game today, 4-0. They did a doubleheader today. Games that are going on in the NBA right now, Boston 90, Miami 78. Looks like that series will be over in 3 minutes and 20 seconds with Boston taking that series. Chicago Bulls in Cleveland, 55 for Cleveland, Chicago 48, 7-point difference in the third quarter. Cleveland can knock that one out too. San Antonio and Dallas later on tonight, Oklahoma City and the Lakers. We could be have a lot of teams in the NBA completely done. In the NHL, some important games going on right now. First period, 0-0. Important game with Detroit and the Yotes going after it. I mean, when there's a game seven, there's a game seven. We're going to be talking about this game tomorrow on the Couch Potato Sports Show, Arizona Sports Report with Obi. So, Obi, a big Detroit Red Wings fan. And that's huge there. So, the question is now, what is this team, the Yotes, going to do? They lose anyway. What's the future for the Yotes and Phoenix? This team is probably heading back to Winnipeg, more so, Winnipeg Jets, the old Jets. I wonder if they'll change their names back. But this team is headed back there. They're owned by the NHL. So watch for that. Also, Montreal, Washington tomorrow. Make sure you check that out. Games last night, Montreal is just keeping their nose in it. Not only that, they played harder than the Washington Capitals. That series is tied at 3. And that is one huge, huge game tomorrow. Buffalo and Boston. Boston goes ahead. They win that series 4-2. Nashville loses to Chicago. No great big surprise. 4-2. It's surprising that the Predators won 2 games at all. Stanley Cup playoffs is definitely the time. If you're going to get caught up in games, this is the time to do it. You do it in the playoffs. If you haven't watched, you get in. You see good hockey. Folks, I promote this every single year. Don't miss the playoffs. Because the main thing is that you don't see a lot of bash 'em, knock 'em out games during the series or during the season. But with about a month left going in the schedule, you'll see some real, real strong hockey. Let's go over what's going on in there. We already talked about the Chicago Blackhawks beating the Predators out of there. Game 7 tomorrow for the Capitals. But games that are complete in that Western Conference. Take a look at New Jersey or the Eastern Conference. I'm sorry, New Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia Flyers. The Flyers make quick with the Devils, 4-1, which I don't think anybody really expected. Also, series 4-2, the Penguins over the Ottawa Senators. Late score for the Penguins, 4-3, knotted that one up. Also, Boston wins their series, 4-2, over a surprising Buffalo Sabres team. Keep your eye out on this team tomorrow or next year. And the Vancouver Canucks beat the Kings in their series, 4-2. San Jose 4-2 also. So things are shaping up. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Only, you know, you got two more series to figure out who's going to be the winners on those sides. It's going to be interesting. I love playoff hockey. This is the time to start watching it. Lots of news in the news in here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And let's cover some of the news that's going on in sports because, of course, we are a sports radio show here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. By the way, catch us on Tuesday and Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, along with an 8 a.m. start Pacific Standard Time on Saturday morning. So make sure you get your fill of that, of the Couch Potato Sports Show. The best four-hour block on sports on Saturday morning here on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you head on over there. Now, folks, Tiger Woods is expected to enter the British Open. I mean, if this guy just shows up and plays only in the majors, it's really going to piss me off.
Hey, it's Tiger.
I don't care if it's Tiger. I don't care if it's just you. The arrogance of this guy as it is just really disgusts me. Now, Tiger Woods, no question. Tiger Woods, best golfer in the world, bar none, without question.
Hey,
without question.
It's Tiger.
It's Tiger, definitely. He's going to show up. He's going to make you good. The question is, will this guy do a play, you know, get started with a warm-up? Don't know. We got a couple more minutes left there in the show. Folks, make sure you get on over and listen to Fantasy Sports Talk with Andrea on Thursday, right before my show, the Couch Potato Sports Show. Like to go ahead and just give the shout-outs because I'll tell you, Arnie Spanier, one of my good friends in sports, definitely shows up for me. Arnie Spanier, love the guy. Tony Moss from SportsNetwork.com. Folks, Bob Rappin Thursday, unable to get to a show, still on plane. He might have just landed, but we'll get with him on Thursday, and so make sure you keep your eye out for that. That's going to be good. Join us on Saturday morning, of course, with Sports Talks with the guys. Check out Chatterblog also on Saturday morning. Folks, my name is Sonny Clark, and this is a fast hour and a half, but we had about 30 minutes, maybe about 15 minutes of dead air. Sorry about that. Catch it on the archives. I noted that there's some dead air between the Tony Moss and Arnie Spanier interview. Join us here on tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. for the Arizona Sports Report, and Thursday at 5 p.m. Here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Sonny Clark, the Couch Potato, and I am gone. And I am the hardest working man in sports radio. Have yourself a great evening, everybody. Go Goats!
Okay, let's do this. Jog 3 miles before breakfast. Make it to work by 9. Run out for a salad at lunch. Oh, time to own that meeting at 3. Yes, 10,000 steps. What's next?
Fearless is not hitting snooze. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. With more healthy benefits and tools, no one does more to help you live fearless. Sign up at fepblue.org/action by December 14th.